Parshas Tetzaveh, we have a siyum of the Binyan HaMishkan, the big avodah of the Kohanim and Kohen Gadol and so on. That's the Parshas Tetzaveh. The Yetzer Dofen, we've spoken quite a few times before, is Mizbeach HaKetores. But this is Mizbeach Mikdash HaKetores, and you have the entire the parsha of Mizbeach HaKetores at the end. That's sort of strange that Adab, if anything, the Maila of Mizbeach HaKetores is very close to the Maila of, it's part of the Kelim Pnimiyim. It's very, very chashuv. It's Shaykh to Kippurik Avodah, like it's mentioned here. So it's strange why it's there. So different terutzim, different inyonim. The Ramban says over here that the reason he's meramez is at the end of his pshat, that maybe it has something to do with the inyan that the keteres is mechaper is megan on the time when there's a magefa, like it says by later on in Pinchas, it says that Aaron took the keteres, they learned the side from the Malachim. So the Ramban alludes to the fact that if you understand it, that inyan, or because of that inyan, that's why it's here. Doesn't really masbe what the kesher is, what one has to do with the other. If anything, the ruach hadvarim of the Ramban is that it has a chashivas yisera. It's something which is very, very chashiv. It's mechayim esim. It brings about tzala from magefa. The biyotza magefa is because of the haktaras chayres. So if anything, that's more chashiv. And if it's more chashiv, it should be first. Like the order we have, the Aron and downwards, and the Kalim and the Chotzer, and the Mizbeach HaChitzen. I mean, the Seder is pretty much a Seder of Minapnim al-Chutz. So why is this different? The Ramban also in another place alludes to the fact that Torah is the most Choshev HaVaydis. In Baloischa, when the Ramban talks about the Inyan of Baloischa, he speaks about the Tzivui on Lakas Menorahs. He brings the Chazal that there were Menachem Aaron, that he didn't have any Inyan, he wasn't part of Nesiyim, so they gave him that Lakas Menorah. And the Rabban asked, why wasn't he Menachem with Keteres? Keteres is more Chashev. Keteres is the most Chashev Avodah, the most refined Avodah from him. So Imken, the question is, why would that be last instead of first? Whatever the reason Ramban is alluding to, it still would be a reason why one would be machtim it rather than macher it. That's an akuda we want to speak about. The inyan also of the differences in between Mizbeach HaKetores and the other Mizbeach. The Loshen over here, if you compare the two Mizbeches, the Mizbeach, V'nasata Oysoi, it says, V'sisas Abad Matzei Shittim, V'tzipisa Oysom Zohov, fine, so that's the C of it. Then it says, V'nasata Oysoi L'fnei HaParoiches, Ashal Aroin HaEdus, L'fnei HaKapayres, Ashal HaEdus, Ashivod L'chashama. The Pasuk draws a straight line between the heart of the Kodesh Kadoshim to the Mizbeach HaKetores. There's no need for it. He's telling us what the Mokim is. So the Mokim is Lifnei HaParoiches, fine, but Ashalarina Edus, okay, it's in front of the Parochus, in other words, it has to be in the Kodesh. Lifnei HaKapayres Ashalar Edus, Ashavar L'Chashama, there's no need for that identification. He's telling you that it's shaykh to the Aroina Edus, and it's shaykh to the Edus Lifnei HaKapayres Ashalar Edus Ashavar L'Chashama. So it's clear that there's something about the Ashuras Hashchina that is directly connected with the Keteres. And the question is, what specific Nekuda are we talking about that one is shaykh the other? It says also here at the end of it, it says v'chipa aron al karnois of achas b'shana midam chatas akipurim achas b'shana yichape olav l'daraseichem kodesh kadoshim hu l'ashem. It's kodesh kadoshim l'ashem. The mizbeach, the other mizbeach achitzin is called in the pasuk kodesh kadoshim. It doesn't say kodesh kadoshim hu l'ashem. They're oimer on it and farshim. What's the yichur over here? What's the distinction between kodesh kadoshim and kodesh kadoshim l'ashem? I mean, kodesh kadoshim seems to imply that's called kule kodesh l'ashem. What, there's an extra gosha here that there's a yichur here of kodesh kadoshim l'ashem. Amongst the many differences between Mizbeach HaChutz and Mizbeach HaPnim is the Rav Meir Simcha points out, the Meshech Chochma, he says that the reason, his reason why this is listed at the end, or his Maram is it at least, he brings a halacha. The halacha is that if a Mizbeach is missing something, you can't be makriv karbonis. Mizbeach HaKtoiris, you can be maktir even if the mizbeach is nekar, so long as you maktir it on the specific location. So that's why ki'ilu the mizbeach ha-k'toiris is optional, and therefore the kelim in that are listed in truma are all muchrach. You can't have a void without it. Mizbeach HaKtoiris, you could be makhtir al mekoimai, so Mizbeach Shenekar, makhtirin al mekoimai and k'toiris, but not damim, it's a gemara. So b'meila, you have that, that's why it's listed afterwards, because be'etzim, all you need is the makom, you don't need the kli itself, the kli is like tesefes maila, and then that's what we have. So in a certain sense, l'chura, it's megareya. In other words, usually the more kaddish something is, the more what's the right word for it? The more specific the avoid is, the more kpeda it is on the details and the pratim and so on and so forth. The fact that over here the whole klisha is optional, and as long as you have the mokum, it's aimed darsheni. It's what's the pshat? We would expect that faket. You need more achanis and more inyanim to fall into place in order to be able to bring that about. So why would we say that? Why is the halacha that mizbeach shenekar you can be makta al mekaymoi, and it's true only by kliras, not true by domim. One would expect it to be the other way around. Another difference: the Briska Rav is medayik that. In the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs, when he speaks about the chiyuv of the carbon tamid, he says that the carbon tamid is a chiyuv. We are mechuyev to bring a carbon tamid. In Ktoiras, he says the kahanim are mechuyev to mark the Ktoiras. So the Rav is medayik that ki'ilu the carbon is be'etzem Klal Yisrael's carbon. It's an asiya of Klal Yisrael. The Ketores is like a din in Kohanim, and Klal Yisrael needs to make sure that there's a Beis HaMikdash where avodah is going on. But it's not ki'ilu a hakrov on our part. It's not a carbon on our part, and so on. Whatever it is, there's a chilek there in terms of what the focus of avodah is. It's part of the differences, distinctions between the two that we need to have an understanding of. L'chura, k'toiris has to come from tzibur. It's not the kind of protistic karbonis, it's like the chavitin or anything like that. It's comes from the tzibur, and it's the tzibur's a part of the avoida. So just like carbon tamid is part of the avoida, it's a mitzvah t'midah musafin. This is also part of t'midah musafin. This is the seder avoida beis hamikdash. So the one more nekuda, the Zohar Kaddish asks the following interesting question: the word mizbeach means the makom where you shecht something. Most of many of the words in Lashon Kodesh that have the mem in front of it is menucha, is the makom where you nach. The mem is sort of the makom that, as so mizbeach is, it's a word is zavach, and the makom where you zavach is mizbeach. The word mizbeach means the place where they shecht animals. So the Zohar Kodesh asks, why is the mizbeach haketores behazov called mizbeach if nothing gets shechted on? That's the way he phrases the question. And the Zohar Kodesh answers, because you shecht the Yitzhara there. Okay, he says the keteres is kills the Yitzhara, shechts the Yitzhara, whatever you want, however you, similar to the Lashon of Chazal, that's the Lava Kodesh Baruch is going to shecht the Yitzhara and so on. Zaveach Yitzroy, you have the Sukkim talking about being Zaveach Yitzra. This is the Chazal, Mamar Chazal. This is called the Zvichas of the Yitzra. It still needs correct. There's obviously two types of Zvicha. So what is, I mean, in the big picture, both are b'china kapara, both are the b'china of bringing about good. Both are the bechina of getting rid of bad. So what is the distinction? So these are both two types of zvicha. How do we understand them complementing each other? This zvicha, that zvicha, the other zvicha. How do we understand the difference of how we magda the two avoides? The avoides mizbeach chutz, which is zvicha kipshutoi, and the mizbeach of pnim, which has no zvicha, but it's Zaveach the Yetzirah specifically. So how is it Zaveach the Yetzirah specifically? What exactly are we doing? The Chura, we're bringing a Kodesh Baruch Hu, just like Lechem upon him, just like Shemen of the Menorah. We're doing good things, wonderful things, and we're bringing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyoch. It's a tzura of Kirva and Akravat Kodesh Baruch Hu. We bring Lechem, and we bring Shemen and Or, and so on. That's the tzura of it. So where's Keteris come in, that it has in itself a tzura of zvicha. That's the nekuda. And the truth is, if you think about it, I mean, the Zohar Kodesh is pointing to a certain nekuda. The tzura of the kli of the lechem is a shulchan. The tzura of the kli of ma'ar is a menorah. Keteres has a way in which, when people light keteres for a sar, or for somebody important, there's a kli that they use. It's sort of a type of macht of sorts. Like it's a kli where people put in kleris, they light a fire, and it smokes up the room. The tzura of a mizbeach is really not usual for kleris. In amongst the normal shimush, the normal usage, lechem in a shulchan, shemen in a menorah, and kteiras in its type of its kli that people used to use. A mizbeach for kteiras is kind of a shidduch of two things that are different, that are not exactly, and therefore it has shaychus with zvicha. But we need to understand in what ways it is zvicha. I mean, yes, it's true, it's at the end of the process dies, but how did it accomplish? It's the whole avodas bezemigdash accomplishes great things. But where specifically, how specifically does it affect koyach hara? That's the nekuda. So let's understand a little bit about Keteris. Keteris is the most refined avoda. Keteris is an incredible avoda. Let's take a pasuk, and let's try to understand the Lashna pasuk. It's a pasuk that it's very hard to understand. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Shevet Levi, the godless of Shevet Levi. So it says, Tumech v'rach lish chasidecha, Yoyer Mishpatecha Liyakos Asi Yisrael, they teach Kal Yisrael Mishpat and Torah. Yasimu Ktera Ba'apecha V'chola Mizbechecha. They will place Kteres in your af, in your nostrils, Kaviyochel, and they will put down Kolil Amizbechecha. So the Tzura of a Ktera of Kteres is called Yasimu Ktera Ba'apecha. They'll put Kteres in your afapayim. In your af, what does it mean exactly? What are we referring to? What inyan? I mean, al mizbachacha is easier. In other words, we place it on a table before you, kaviyochel. What does it mean? Yasimu k'tayra ba'pecha. So we've seen, I mean, many times the Rishonim, the Kuzari, and others, when they speak about the Tzura of Avodas HaMishkan, the Kuzari says it most clearly. He says the best mashal we have for it is the mashal of a guf and a neshama. The neshama, despite the fact that it's totally muvdal from the guf, and it betzem has no, it's not of a gufnistic nature at all. In this world, it only appears within the context of a guf. That's what you need. You within the guf, you now have a neshama. So there are elements that are needed for kiyum haguf, which allow for the kiyum haneshama b'seichai. So achila and shtia, most specifically, achila and shtia are the inyanim that are very, very the inyanim that are kiyum tmidi of the guf that allows the neshama to be chal on the guf. The Seder of Olam Haza is, there is no beyond Olam Haza, the Kinyan in this world, if it doesn't have a Kli Gufni to be shaykh to it. You need to give the Muzzin to the Guf to allow it to be Makabal in Neshama. And Le'umazeh, you need Muzzin Ruchni for the Guf, so to speak, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to allow a Kiyum this world. So the oifin of being mekayim kaviyochol ashuras hashchina in this world, even though shchina has nothing to do with bread and meat and wine and oil and all of this stuff, has no shaychus, not to neshama, not to shchina, but this world requires an appropriate guf in order to have a neshama survive in it. So all of these malachas in the Mishkan are a ruchni slash gashmi avoida. There are avodas of preparing the makom for chalois of the neshama, and that allows for ashuras hashchina. So when we take lechem and basan and yayin and shemen and mayim and we do it in a ruchnistik oifen, we prepare it al atzara yisatoyv. That's the tzura for ashuras hashchina. That's the hechetimtza for ashuras hashchina. That is the way the Kuzari and many Rishonim explain one way or another. Explain the inyan of the Avodas HaMishkan, which is sort of a bias with kelim, with achila, with shtia of lechem isha, and so on and so forth. That is the tzura of the whole Mishkan. In Brios HaAdam, we find that Vayitza Hashem Elokim es Adam ofer min Adama. So the tzura of Brias Adam was, first it was Ofim and Adama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu formed a complete person who's Ofim and Adama. Vayipach be'apov nishmas chayim. Vayodim nefesh chaya. So then after, once there was a totally, a complete physical guf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nofeach be'apov Nishmas Chayim. So the Mokoim of Chiyus itself, if we're to pinpoint the Chiyus in the Guf, so the Vayipach Ba'apov, so the Apayim, the Af of a person is the Mokoim of Knisas HaChiyus, and the Etzem Chiyus is there. Halachically, that's how we paskin, that breathing is a simon of chiyus, the ultimate simon of chiyus, because the vayipach bapov, so that must be the makom, that's the minimal makom of chiyus in a person, and that's where we moided the chiyus in a person. So, zelu maseh, it says in the Gemara in Brachas, the Gemara is a shaila, if you should make a bracha on a psalmim or not. So, it says, Gemara Dashes Kolan Neshama Talul Ko, Eizu Dovash Neshama Nenes Boy Ve'Ena Guf Misane Boy. There is a part. There's a type of Tainug that's Miyuchid to the Neshama and not to the Guf. That's Reach, and that's why Reach we make a bracha. So Reach, which sits on top of the Tvayipach, the Af is the Mokum of Reach and the Mokum of Neshima. So obviously, Reach and Neshima come together. That they're meant to be together, and that's why the Tainug of the Reach is only to the Vayipach Chelik of the person, to the Nishmas Chaim of the person. And I would have thought that Brachis are Dafka being Mevarach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mi Ha'olam, from this world, and therefore there's no Makom to be Mevarach HaKadosh Baruch on something that's better than Hashayach to this world. But since the Vayipach Ba'apav is a chelik of the Bria, so any tainuk of the Vayipach Ba'apav also is derish in Indian of bracha, and that's the Gemara there. So we're identifying that in the Kremas Adam, all the Chalokim of Adam are physical, and they are hechetimtzes, they're kalim that allow for a chalois of chiyus, the makom of chiyus kaviyachol. If we can identify makom of chiyus, that is the af, and the neshima in the af, and the reich in the af. That's that chelik. So when you maktik teiris of all the avoda, so all the avoda you place before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The cholul is al mizbechecha. We bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu a tray with cholul on it, because be'etzem, even ketikunoi, even when things are at best, the inyanim, the lechem and the basar and everything else are all kalim and echetimtzes for asher shoras hashchina. It's not in any way, it doesn't stolz to guf asher shoras hashchina. Yoytzim in haklal is, unique is, the pchinas reyach that we bring in the mikdash, just like kaviyochel by Adam, the reyach is the shevach on reyach is kol haneshama. It's the chelik of the Adam that's already the neshama that's kaviyochel chal in the guf already is shayach to reyach. Certainly, if there wouldn't be a guf, there wouldn't be reyach either. But you know, this is already neshama itself speaking. So kaviyochel zelu maseh. After we prepared an entire basis for Ashuras Hashchina, there's a Yesimu Ktira Ba'Pecha. There's a Pchina where we were able to be'etzem provoke Ashuras Hashchina Kaviyachol through Reach Toiv. So the Avoida of Ktiras is an incredibly higher Avoida, in the fact that all the Avoidas deal with the Olam of Gashmi and make it ready and prepare it so that they can be on top of it in Olam of Ruchnius. The Pchinas Reach speaks to Olam Ruchnius itself and is Mamshechit. I once heard from somebody that you see when people faint, they bring them smelling salts and things like that to revive them. The Pchinas Reach is something, Yom Kippur, the only Oinig we allow itself is the Venisas HaShechem, the Nefesh is Be'inui, the Ruach is Shav through Reach. We do our brachas through Reach, and so on. So we have a second chelik of the Mishkan, which is not at all shayach to the other chalakim that are there to prepare the basis, but rather this is mamshich the etzem the Ktira Ba'Pecha. That's the reason why you can do it even on the Mokim. And let's understand it. Let's go back to the examples of the Gufa Adam. All of the Evarim that are identified, the most important Evarim, all have Kalim. A heart is an entity. It's a muscle that works in a very, very complex way. And chas v'shalom, any chisaron, that is a chisaron, and the person can't live. The liver and the kidney, all the person's avarim are like that. So the kli itself, being that the kli's primary tachlis is olam agashmi, so it needs to deal with what's there. The nose, the af, the etzem, there's no chelik of it. And of course, we understand the lung, we understand the diaphragm, we do understand the mechanics, but in what we dehair, in the vayipach, there's a place that the air comes into the body. There's a place that the Ruach Chaim comes in. But we can't define more than just a makom rather than a kli that's miuchet fit. The nose doesn't seem to do anything by it. Just, it simply is a corridor to bring in the Ruach. So if we're identifying, once we get to the Etzem Nishchaim, we can identify a makom, but there is no kalim that the Etzem Ashayach to it. Devin Ezra, when he speaks about makomas that are more kaddish, he says, just like the guf is Molei Neshama, but you see it in one makom only, you deherit one makom. Same thing is true in Kodesh, that even though Molei Chalatz Kodesh, we only deherit one place. Because we're dealing with something extraordinarily chashiv, it's only that, all we deher is mokrim. We don't deher that a kli be'etzem shayach to it. It's too refined to say that the kli, so the other functions, the heart does the pumping of blood, the liver does all the materials that it filters and the enzymes, etc., and the kidneys. That's dealing with things. So it's possible to have a physical aver that does a specific physical task that you need. So the mizbeach hachitzen is a kli, and you need to have the kli, and so it's true with the other kelim. Mizbeach hakteiris be'etzim it's too refined. Reach doesn't really have a kli in this world. It has a makom. That's all. There's mekaymoi, and therefore it's so. There is an inyan to make the kli. The kli adds certain inyanim to it. But the ma'isa, the etzem mitzias, is not a result of the kli shaboy, but a result of the makom shaboy. Another interesting place where you see the inyan of ruach. Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu does Ruach, where the Ruach Apo of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Pchinas Chiyus in the Bria. It says, Ruach Apo of Ne'er Mumayim, that one of the things the Ruach Apo of HaKadosh Baruch Hu did was, they caused the water to stand. Nitzvuk Maneid Noizlim. When Chazal list every hour of Adam Arishan, how he came to life, I forgot which hour it is that it says there was Nemar al Raglov. The Amida al Raglaim, once spoke about Hatzi Shita Oimdim, Amida is a simon of Chius. Kechot Tichar Kol Berach is Yom Amisa, Nofal, Shodad, Nefila, standing up, is a sign of chius. Things that are dead fall in a way that the center of gravity is lowest and it collapses to the ground. Something stands because it has chius in it. It has ruach in it. You blow up a balloon. Anything that has chius, ruach. So ruach apecho ne'amu mayim nitzuk ma'neid noizlim is that ruach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts in the koyach of Amida, which is a certain measure of chius, into even a daimon. That's why it's specifically ruach apecha is what's listed as the maimid of the waters and so on. Let's go back to the Zohar Kaddish, where he says that it's called a mizbeach because it's a makom zvicha of the Yetzirah. Let's use the following mashal. Lo leinu, people that are sick, let's call it not sick as much as sick maybe, or people whose body is kind of weak, they're very susceptible to all sorts of infections and diseases and so on and so forth. There are two ways I can deal with it. One way is I bring in medication that kills the germs, that kills the bacteria, the virus, whatever, and that's one way of dealing with it. There's a second way I can deal with it, if the person's koyach achius is strengthened, the more high a person is, a high automatically shakes off anything that's trying to latch onto it. A living body will kill off the bacteria, stuff like that, by its own. Mikoyach et schius. That's part of a person's schius, is that the body rids itself of anything that it shouldn't be there. So there's a hechetimtza of being zaveach the busser itself. There's a chetimtza where we get rid of the ra and the bria by directly attacking the ra. And then there's a second echetimtza where I increase the koyach achius of the bria, the person, the klal yisrael. B'meila, when I increase the koyach achius, then automatically everything else falls away. So when the Zohar Kodesh says it's called mizbeach because of zveach yitzahara, it means it's not stam because you're doing good things and wonderful things. So of course, it's a direct destruction of yitzahara, but not by doing a ma'aseh kliya on the yitzahara. I'm not making kolol a mizbechecha. The k'tira pecha, when a person comes to himself, it destroys all attackers, invaders, etc. on the body, b'meila. That's part of the result of a person's chiyus. So it's also a type of zvicha, but very, very different type of zvicha. So let's put together a little bit the inyan. So we have the Mishkan is a dogma of Tzuras Adam, which is a dogma of the world. All these things are parallel. Olam Katan, Olam Gadol, and we can learn from one to the other. In every way, Brias Olam, Tzuras Adam, and Mishkan. Lamentas Malachas v'chulu. The Mishkan itself has physical kalim, with physical avoidas that are all physical kalim for Ashuras Hashchina. The way the physical kalim, a varim of a person, are all hechetimtzes to allow for neshama to work. So lamashul, without kidneys chasham, a person can't have a neshama, a person is dead. But it's not that the kidney itself is directly masher, it has shchin in it, it's neshama in it, it's hechetimtza, it's a necessary hechetimtza, it's a basis for it. So too, Mishkan has kalim that mimic the kele, the kli aguf of a person and of the world, to allow for Hashashuras Hashchina. And all those kelim are listed in Parashas Truma, and that's what it's supposed to be. They are Kodesh Kadoshim. The Mizbeach Chitzin is Kodesh Kadoshim. That's as far as it can get. Is there an Aveda that directly is Mamshich? So let's take the example. We have the Adam that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Miyatzer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a golem of clay and it's ready. Every physical aver is in place. Now I need something that what it does is it's vayipach ba'apav. It infuses a spirit of life into it. So that the makom for that to be chal is by what's called the af. And b'meila, if there's going to be an avoida or an inyan in the Mishkan, that's going to be zelumaseh, it's going to be a makom where there's an avoida with the af. It's the last piece, because just like Adam was sholem, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu was vayipach ba'apav, just like Adam was a kli sholem, gufni, and you first had to be mashon that, and then you could do the vayipach. Until there wasn't a guf shalom, and there was no vayipach, so too in the Mishkan, once every last piece was in place, now we can go ahead with this avoda. The kohanim to klal Yisrael are like the neshama to the guf. So tamid is part of the avoda as klal Yisrael, but the kohanim ashlucha didan in that aspect. They're the ones who do the Kaddish Tikka Aveda, but it's our Aveda. The Vayipach is Fakert. The Vayipach is something that's an Aveda directly a Ruchnis Tikka Aveda, and that's Takashach only the Kahanim, like the Brisker Rav's Medayik. The Yichud of that Aveda is that it's past Kalim. it has a makom, but not a kli. The af to us is a makom, but we don't deher kli be'etzim. We just deher a venue where it goes in through, but there's nothing that it's doing in itself. It seems just the ruach is coming in. So the k'teiris is the highest, most refined of avodah. That's why Ramban says, when he asks his kasha on Koyin, on Aaron, why was HaKadosh Baruch Hu Menachem with avodah of k'teiris? K'teiris is a whole different level of avodah than everything else. And that's what the Ramban's remise is, that you see that it's meser mavis. The reason why it's the magefa's netzar, because magefa means there's a mode of misa in the bria. That's what magefa is. The bria is in the mode of the bria is in the mode of misa. The apov is the k'teiris breathes chiyus into the bria. You're talking about the etzem and haga l'chaim or l'movis. K'teiris is l'chaim. That's its mohus. And b'meila, it has itself the skula to be oitzer and magefa. That's the Zilma said. And b'meila, all the inyanim that we find about k'teiris, the yichudim that we find in k'teiris is because it's connected this specific nekuda, and its makom is to bring chios into the bria, and it's mashlim the rest of it. I want to try to let's understand a little bit in Mahalchei Avodah. When we talk about doing mitzvahs and so on, there's each and every mitzvah is a certain aver. It's called Eivar of the Malka. Each and every Eivar is every chelik of Torah, every mitzvah, is an Eivar for Ashuras HaShechina. And without that, there is no Ashuras HaShechina. A person can't do things, L'Shem Shemayim, that don't have the kelim of mitzvahs. And a person doesn't wear talis and tefillin and daven and give tzedakah and learn all these things. Those are all in Yonim that are shayach to the kelim and the physical kelim of it. But once you have a guf shalom, once you have all the evarim in place, there's the final avoida is probably oilal kolana, and that's to breathe a nishmas chayim into it. The vayipach ba'apav is the final. And it's harder to, it doesn't have kelim in the exact way. When we talk about av and yira and kavana and all these in yonim, they're harder to pinpoint in a structure, just like the k'teiris doesn't allow for itself to, just like the k'teiris doesn't allow for a keli. It has a makum. It's an area. And there's a lot there. Each person kifi afyo and so on, but one thing is clear: without it, there's no ruach chaim in it. There's the vayipach ba'apav is the final piece, and everything's waiting for that piece. If a person doesn't find a way to put chiyus into his avoda, then he's missing the whole goylem is there. And as missing a ruach chayim, the opi derech hatzachos, this before Purim, the remez that Mordechai is Mordor, that he comes from k'teiris, that he has any shayach to k'teiris, it's the chosim of kisvei hakodesh shayach to k'teiris. Just like the zbeach k'teiris is at the end of the kli hamishkan, the chosim of k'teiris has the isha k'teiris to do it. When you have all the karbonis, you have, in all the karbanis, you have reach nichoyach. You have the extract, the essence that comes out of it is reach. That's the essence that comes out of it. Because when you've gotten rid of all the other nyanim, you're left just with that. So just like after the guf is gone, what's left is the neshama. When the karban is gone, what's left is the reach nichoyach. it's ikke chosem nasefa. You can be koveya exactly the tsuras hevarim and all of the different chalokim. You can't be koveya. It's the most vital part, and yet because it doesn't have a definitive kli, it's difficult. Every person has to feel it himself, intuit himself, and make the effort to give it a chiyus. I also want to talk about the flip side of it, like we said about the zvicha, the zoya kodesh. We can deal with ra in terms of getting rid of ra, and we have to. There's a lot of things we do that not to say the wrong, missing, lacking, and we learn musr and so on and so forth, and we deal with whatever it is that's wrong or so on. But there's a whole different way of being zaveach in yonim, is when a person infuses chiyus into the toiv he does, the ra memela falls away. The stronger the koyach chiyus is in that infuses the guf, the more resistant the guf is to anything else latching out. That's the tzuras hadvar. It's on a, the Akash Baruch Hu made the Akash Baruch Hu created a world where anything that shows signs of misa is consumed. It's consumed by vultures, consumed by mice, it's consumed by ants, it's consumed by bacteria. That's how the world is made. If something is chai, then it's not part of the world of misa and the world of those koiches that latch onto it. Avodah Zarah called zivchei mesim. The union of ra and the bria specifically feeds off misa. So even if a person has a chelik, has an eva mizdaldol, that's also a makom where something can latch onto it. When a person fuses chiyus into everything he does, the b'meila kefi erach the koyach chiyus that infuses, he's rid of other inyanim. So when a person builds his own tzura, so there's a tremendous amount of kpeida that the kelim for toiv are built kimas kuntoy, that they're built the way it's supposed to be built with all of the midos and the inyanim that are supposed to be there. That's an absolute necessity. Just like there's not even a havamin of yipach ba'apov. You can't be makdim in yipach ba'apov before you don't have a tsuras goylem adam. If a person is missing a lung, you can't breathe anything in. If he's missing kidneys, it's not going to help him. Chulu v'chulu. Those evarim are necessities. But having the guf sholem without the chiyus in it, is a pega mace also. He has a bekoyach of a chai, but it's no chai yet. There's an avoida for the etzem chai, and that avoida is those in yonim that a person inspires into that guf. So the final chelak of avoda is mizbeach akteris. It's something that doesn't even have a kli really. It has a kli, but mitzad its etzem mitzias, it's shayach to be just a makom. It's kodesh kadoshim lashem. It's that link from kodesh kadoshim to lashem. Is that's where we have that link. That the final lashem is over there. And kifi de erech that will be zoicha to put that chiyus into it, the kifi de erech that we mak the teira ba'apov the kaviyachol will be zoicha that will be zoveach the rabbi mela, not in a way we have to even deal with ra, but kifi erech the koyach chiyus that we have, we're rid of all the koyaches that try to negate it. Shabbos.
Describing as a person's of the brand.